I don't know who needs to hear this, but a setback doesn't mean it's over. Okay, it's me. I'm the one who needs to hear this today. Setting a goal when you're recovering from an injury or when you live with chronic pain feels terrifying, and yet it can also be pretty sacred. Last week, I set a goal to walk 500 miles before I turned 55 in January. I had debated on setting this goal for months because I was recovering from an IT band and an SI joint injury that I sustained at a fall at work last August, a year ago. As I improved and was on the verge of being discharged from physical therapy, I set this big goal, and now I've relapsed. On Friday, I hiked 5 miles, a strenuous hike where I gained 103 floors in elevation. It was victorious. It was proof of the healing that I've experienced. I rested Saturday to be safe and take care of myself. I only walked 2 miles on Sunday, again to be safe. And then yesterday I pushed it and I walked 7 miles. And now my IT band is screaming at me, my knee hurts, and my SI joint isn't happy. Today was going to be my last day of physical therapy. I was going to be discharged a whole month early. And now my physical therapist is asking for extra time just to be safe. That feels like such a big blow and such a big failure. However, my physical therapist assured me that relapse is normal, especially when you get out there and start pushing yourself again. She also reassured me that recovery is usually quicker. And I know that she's right because I've experienced it before. I've experienced setbacks where I've had to take time off. And when I came back, I experienced the power of muscle memory. It is so very real. This is what nobody talks about when they say, just set a goal. Sometimes your body doesn't get the memo. Even though I'm experiencing a setback right now, it doesn't mean that this is over. I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. Why? Because I've experienced this enough times before. I've had setbacks, and I can remind myself what happened then and what's going to happen now. Mindset is so powerful when you are on a physical journey. If I didn't have this mindset, if I didn't have what happened before to remind me, I may just up and quit. But because I know what's going to happen, I know physical therapy paid off before, I know it's going to pay off again, I know that I'll get there again. So now I'll rest, I'll recover, I'll adjust my pace, I'll adjust my distance. Right now, I'm only permitted to walk 1 mile a day as I let my body heal. While the goal is to accomplish walking 500 miles before the end of the year, before I turn 55 in January, I know that I've got time. But the real win is showing up for myself in every phase of the journey, even this phase where I have to sit still and rest and give my body time. If you're walking through pain or progress or both, you're not alone. Save this for the next time that you feel like you might be experiencing a setback or a failure, or when your body says, not today. And share it with a sister who may be walking through it too. And follow to walk along this 500-mile journey with me.